Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 37th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is Pray Then in This Way, Part 2. The Gospel message is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Pray then in this way, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Three verses prior to providing the foundation for what became the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. That's Matthew 6:6. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with reciting the Lord's Prayer verbally, and millions do it every week. If God's language is silence, however, might we be talking over God's communication with us if we only pray with words? When Jesus tells us to go into our room and shut the door, he may be hinting at another method of prayer. I picture going into my room and shutting the door to mean entering my interior heart space, where I can truly be alone with God in a safe and silent place. One technique of praying the Lord's Prayer without words requires that we enter into the spirit of the prayer. When we understand Jesus' instructions to pray in this way as an instruction to live in this way, we orient ourselves to become the prayer, whether or not we recite it verbally. Here is an imperfect illustration. Our Father in heaven. This line sets the context. As Father, or as our divine parent, we acknowledge our direct familial relationship to and with God. We are created as children in God's image and likeness. We can relax because we're family. We belong with God. We are loved by God. And so we enter into the prayer in a spirit of familiarity. Hallowed be your name. One who is hallowed is holy or sacred. By acknowledging God's name as holy, we affirm the awe and wonder of being in the presence of pure holiness. We enter the prayer in a spirit of reverence. Your kingdom come. We believe God's work is done in the world through us, bringing forth the kingdom of God in time and space. We enter the prayer in a spirit of cooperation. We may not always know what the kingdom of God is, but we trust it is worthy of our efforts. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We enter this prayer in a spirit of submission. God's will be done. We can resist it, fight it, complain about it, or cooperate with it. Life goes smoother for us when we submit. Give us this day our daily bread. We enter the prayer in a spirit of trust, knowing that God always has and always will provide what is required to meet the needs of the day. Our future needs are not a concern for this moment. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. We enter the prayer in a spirit of forgiveness. We seek forgiveness from those we have treated poorly, just as we forgive those who have wronged us. Obviously, to enter the prayer in an unblemished spirit of forgiveness requires significant work beforehand for many of us, doing the hard and humbling work of forgiving others and forgiving ourselves. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Finally, we enter our time of prayer in a spirit of humility. We recognize our personal weaknesses and tendencies towards specific types of unhealthy temptations. We acknowledge and depend upon God's power over our areas of weakness. Praying in the spirit of the Lord's Prayer is to find a quiet place where we can enter our heart space in a wordless spirit of familiarity, reverence, cooperation, submission, trust, forgiveness, and humility. These are not qualities we can force upon ourselves, nor can we fake them in a sustained way. They are gifts, signs, if you will, developed naturally as we mature in our relationship to and with God. As this happens, we become the Lord's Prayer instead of merely praying it. Jesus said, Pray then in this way. I think he invites us to live in this way. The Lord's Prayer then becomes more than words. It becomes a template for the Christian life. As we learn to live it and not just say it, we pray less to God and more with God. And that is a prayer worth praying. You've been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my life notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.